Clear Shots is brought to you by Pinecast. Use the code R-63F8FB to get 40% off your first 4 months.
Don't give them clear shots! Don't give them clear shots! Don't give them clear shots! Don't give them clear shots!
All right. Yeah, I haven't played Far Cry 5. I actually heard it's really good.
Yeah, it is. Like, it's probably my favorite out of all of them.
It won one of those awards for in the PC Master Race subreddit there.
Yeah, it won best Far Cry game of the year.
It's so good. So good.
I don't know. I haven't played Far Cry since 3, I think. Or 4. 3, I think it was.
3 was awesome, too. 3, I like 3 better than 4. Yeah. And 5 better than 4.
I heard 3 and 4 were pretty much the same.
They were really close, except 4 had more animals that you could fuck around with. That was about it.
I mean, yeah, I guess that's... I mean, that... I'd rather just get a hunting game.
I really liked 3's map a lot.
Yeah.
And I loved the story until you get to the second island. And, I'm not... wait, have you played 3?
Did you beat it? It's been out long enough now, you can spoil it.
Yeah, yeah, it's been 3 years. When you kill the main bad guy, the guy in the cover.
Yeah. After 3 years, you can spoil it.
Yeah, it actually has been out for a while. Been out for like 5 or 6 years. Yeah, once you kill Voss, and you're stuck with the other dude, it gets wicked boring, in my opinion. And, but it's still fun.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely want to... It's like, I don't know. I don't like taking chances with games anymore.
Same.
So, like, if I know it's good, then I'll definitely get it. But, I mean, we talked about it before. It's like, they should almost have just demos for everything. You know? Really, like, even if it's, like, a free version of the game with X amount of levels, or a level, or whatever. I mean, it's like, sometimes you just buy... I mean, at least with Steam, you can return them. Within, like, what is it, 45 minutes or an hour? It's
8 hours of gameplay.
8 hours of gameplay within 2 weeks of buying it? Is that what it is?
Within a week. I think it's 1 week, yeah.
That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So that means you could beat a game, if you wanted to, within 6 hours, probably.
I think they look at your progression, too.
Oh, okay.
The achievements,
like, once you've progressed to a certain point, if you put 8 hours in the game and you've only had it for a week, you can return it for Steam credit, or you can get it put back on your card as of like a little bit ago. Like, they just changed that.
Yeah, I've refunded quite a few games.
I've refunded a couple, I think.
The games I've refunded. I actually am 100% sure that Far Cry 4 was one of them.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't, because I made the mistake of getting wicked hype for Far Cry 4. So I played through 2, and then I played through 3. And then I got 4 right when it came out, and I couldn't do it anymore. And, like, I played it for, like, maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours, and I was like, this is the exact... Like, at least 2 is a... Have you played 2?
Far Cry 2?
Yeah.
No.
It's actually really, really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's got a... The only system that people really don't like is that the weapons...
Wait, is that the one where you're in Africa fighting off fucking malaria looking for diamonds? I did play that one.
That one was really cool.
That one was kind of cool, but it was boring.
Yeah, there wasn't any side quests.
That's what happens when you fight malaria.
Yeah, there weren't any side quests. But like, the cool thing
enemy
was that,
is malaria.
You were on both sides.
You had to constantly find those shots. That was so annoying.
Yeah.
So annoying.
I played through it with a mod that gives you just infinite malaria shots.
Really?
Because otherwise the game is just fucking painful to play through.
It really is.
And then, you know, it's also annoying because when you clear a stronghold, the next day it's repopulated. Which, that part really sucks, and they fixed that in 3. But the only one I played through, actually, because I could probably go back and play through 4 at this point.
2 was the only one I ever fucked around with the map editor on, because you can, a bunch of people remade, like, the beaches in Normandy.
Yeah.
That was fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear the map editor in those is cool.
It was awesome.
And it's really easy to use, too, which is nice.
Yeah.
But Primal, I really didn't like either.
Never played it. I thought that was one I could just skip. But a lot of people told me, no, dude, that was one of the best ones.
I think that's Dan's favorite one is Primal. Yeah,
well, definitely. They probably are fans of the series in general. I mean, I feel like a lot of times you get blinded by whatever the series is.
Yeah, I don't really take a lot of game advice from people who are Assassin's Creed fans in the first place anyways.
Yeah. Shout out to Dan.
Love you, pal.
You hack.
I hear Odyssey is really good.
Odyssey was another one
that won an award for, it might have been best RPG or something like that.
Probably. I don't know.
But I still think 4 was the best one. Black Flag. I like 4 so much.
2 was my favorite. 2 is definitely my
favorite.
1
and 2 I like fucking like aced. I got all the achievements in those.
I played Unity.
Unity is not great.
That's about it. I was like, that's cool. Industrial Revolution, trains, I'm into it. It was all right.
They made too many with Ezio, in my opinion. And then 3...
3 was Connor Kenway, right?
Yeah. And then you play as the Templar in the beginning, but you don't realize he's the Templar.
Connor Kenway.
And then you switch to Connor, and that one I really didn't like. Yeah. 3.
And then Edward Kenway is in 4.
Yeah, which is his
father, I believe, father. Or something. Like
Everyone tells me that 2 was the best.
2 is my favorite because it has has the best story in my opinion because it's like total revenge story, and then also Leonardo da Vinci makes all your weapons for you.
Yeah.
And it's wicked cool. And then you're like, it's you Forrest Gump the fuck out of Italy because you're always in the right place at the right time, and you're like accidentally causing all these things to happen.
Mm.
You can actually watch Leonardo da Vinci paint the Mona Lisa, which is cool.
Yeah.
If I recall correctly, IIRC.
Yeah, it's something like that.
But I'm just a huge Final Fantasy nerd. We talked about this with Dave.
Final Fantasy.
I'm going through 7 right now. Hopefully,
that's something I never got into.
Hopefully, when this episode airs, I'll be further because I'm still in Midgar, which sucks.
Yeah, that's what I was saying last night. Was like the beginning of 7 is a bit of a.
It's a trek.
It's long, and there's not really. It's like you already know how to play the game.
Mm-hmm. The whole first disc is really, really annoying. Like until you leave the city and you can get into the open world, the game is it's good because you're meeting all the characters, and there's a lot of cool shit to do if you know what you're doing. But at the same time, it's like, dude, you know that you can get through it. And it's not hard at all because it's the beginning of a JRPG, so it's not going to be difficult. It's just super tedious.
Yeah. Did you new one? Did you play the new one?
15?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hated it.
Really?
I just thought it was so boring. Like, I got through half the game. I couldn't finish it.
Really? I loved it.
I couldn't finish it.
I loved it. I definitely not one of my favorites, but it's definitely good. Dave put it best. He goes, when all the characters are wearing emo or Japanese emo leather coats with one sleeve cut off, and your first side quest is to feed a cat that you find on a pier, your game is shit.
Yeah.
And yeah, like it's definitely not for everybody. I loved the, world building and the shit you can do besides combat. And like the bounties were cool. The bounty hunting quests were fun.
Yeah, they were all right.
But like the fishing mini game, I spent so much time fishing in that game. Like I really did. Like way too much time fishing in that game.
That game, there was just, you're just going back and doing the same shit over and
over
again.
That was the problem. Like it got repetitive, but it got like, until you get to like the parts where you can, when you're max level. Or not max level, but when you're in, like, the 40s and 50s, and you can hunt all, like, the legendary enemies, that part I liked a lot, too, but...
I got to the part where you get to that, like, city where that castle is.
Yeah.
You finally get to that part. That's where I got to, and then I was like, this game is not keeping me...
There's one game that I just... And Seth knows exactly what I'm about to say. There's one game that I just cannot get into no matter what, and it was The Witcher 3.
I bought it. I played some of it, and then I returned it because I didn't like the combat. I didn't like how you had to go and put certain oils on your fucking weapons for certain enemies, and you had to know what to do this and that and do this and how this would make this easier, but if you didn't do it, it would take fucking 45 minutes to beat the fucking boss.
The thing is,
watching him play it.
You you can use the oils, but I never did. Like, literally ever.
Really?
The key is just to over-level your character for everything.
Just go do side quests like a madman.
Really, really, the highlight is the story and the dialogue options and things like that.
I bought... I got one of the first Witcher book on Audible, and then I actually have like the physical copy of it at home. I just like audiobooks better because I have ADHD. I need to be doing shit while I'm listening to a book.
I mean, it's basically a podcast.
Yeah. So that's another thing I used to do all the time was when I was a custodian, that I was only listening to podcasts and stuff because my music would get so stale within like the second day because that's all I'd be listening to is the same shit over and over and over and over and over again. And I used to be able to call what fucking song would be shuffled next, which isn't okay.
No, it's not. I actually had a discussion about this at work with somebody, how shuffle is actually not shuffle.
It's not. It's an algorithm.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. You can... When you shuffle the same playlist enough, you can tell that there's only like four or five set ways that it's going to redo it, you know?
And they do it by tone, too. Like certain song tones. Probably... Like, you know, if Spotify, if you're playing a Suicide Boys song, the next song is going to be someone within the genre. And then like the next one will be something kind of like it. It will be rap, but then the next thing will be something completely different. Mm-hmm. It just depends on what you have in that playlist. It's so weird.
I mean, my playlist... is enough songs, I think, where I wouldn't notice it.
Yeah.
I have a ton of playlists.
My problem is I listen to so much, like at work, I'm always listening to music.
Doesn't even tell me. Spotify's totally different all of a sudden. They have an update, evidently.
Oh, yeah.
I use Spotify. I use Apple Music.
All right, so my Anarchy playlist, which is all my songs I used to skate to, is 149 songs. I have a country playlist, and it's 8 songs. I have my like Suicide Boys, Ghost Main style rap playlist called Fuck Life. It's at 89 songs. And then I have my angst playlist, which is 172.
Jesus.
And then my best one, let me fucking find it, is my Bump and Fire, which is 1,303 songs, which is just all rap music. This is all rap music.
My favorite, I have two favorite playlists, or three actually. One of them is literally just the set list for Suicide Boys live at the Hoo-Ha or Woo-Ha. Okay. Have you seen that show online?
No.
It's pretty good. It's like an hour long, and it's just basically all their hits. But I've seen the live show so many times that when I listen to the playlist in order, it feels like I'm watching it because I know what their mannerisms and stuff are. But I have one that's, you ever play Saints Row 2?
Yeah.
You know how you can make your own radio station in the game? Yeah, you didn't know that? Yeah, you can make your own radio station. You can go to record stores and buy songs, and then you can create a radio station.
Oh, I thought it was like you could go into your computer and look up fucking MP3 files and make them into a...
No,
I wish that was something they did with GTA 5 Online, where you could like be a radio DJ and have your own radio station where you're playing your own shit. Mm-hmm. But then I was thinking, people would probably abuse the fuck out of that and just fucking
play memes.
Yeah,
they would just play Bad Baby all day.
I mean, it's not really... I mean, the thing is, they know you don't really need it since you can just play Spotify in background.
But, so I have one playlist that's literally my radio station from Saints Row 2, which is like maybe 50 songs. And it's like reggae, electronic music, death metal, and like emo rock and skater rock.
I forgot my grind playlist.
And I also have all the Tony Hawk Pro Skater soundtracks in one playlist, which is wicked dope.
Oh, no, that's my Anarchy playlist. Like, if you look, it's the entire fucking American Wasteland soundtrack
that's the entire thing. So good.
Along with Beastie Boys and Cerebral Ballsy. Yeah. That's what it is.
And then I have one that's called UFC and Madden, which is obviously the playlist I listen to when I'm playing UFC and or Madden.
Yeah.
And
that makes sense.
It's just a bunch of hype songs, like a lot of DMX, and then it's also intro, like walkout music for fighters. I have like, you know, their walkout music.
Yeah, it's what I usually like to listen to if I'm playing some like Animal Crossing.
if I'm playing Words with Friends, I like to listen to just DMX.
Bookworm, just abso-fucking-lutely. Yeah. Pump that 6ix9ine up loud as fuck.
My Rocket League playlist is another good one that we used to listen to whenever me, him, and Brian played Rocket League at the old house.
The one with DMX?
All DMX and fucking Roy Jones Jr. and Funk, what's the fucking funk CD? The I don't know. There was like a there
Funk Master Flex.
Yeah, Big West had a funk CD for that he would play at the parties, and it was like a 15 song CD that was like the best disco and funk songs from like the 70s. So it's DMX and funk, and then Pure Funk Volume 2, that's what it's called. So it's DMX, Pure Funk Volume 2, and like Here Comes the Money.
Yeah, that's true. Because every time that comes on, we score a goal.
Yeah. Here comes the money.
I feel like the only time a game needs to be able to import songs is a wrestling game.
Yeah, for walkout music?
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of sad. I don't know. I haven't played the game, but I really fucking hope that Meek Mill's song about that life is on the new WWE game, because it has Ric Flair at the beginning. It's so fucking good.
I'm sure it will, Dan.
Hold on, let me play it real quick.
We're gonna get flagged.
Yeah, as long as we're That's pretty awesome.
I fucking love Ric Flair.
Yeah.
He
adds so much hype to whatever he's in.
He's the perfect heel.
Yeah, he was and I think we talk about it with Dave, how some guys were like storytellers, whereas there was dudes that were just known for like their in-ring talent.
Yeah.
I felt like Ric Flair was just charisma personified, like
100%.
That dude was like he really changed the way like people did interviews and promos and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Any show that they wanted like to make any fight they wanted to make a lot of fucking money on, they put Flair in there.
Yeah. And he's he's still got the most championships. Unless is John Cena tied with him now, or is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'm sure Cena will break that.
He probably will, because he's still young and he's still fighting.
He'll break it at some point. It's just I don't know if they're gonna want to like shoot him to the moon, like is like give him three more titles or something. They'll probably give him one more at the end of his career, like a WWE title reign.
Mm-hmm.
Which who the fuck knows when that is? That guy's. I mean, he's still in good shape. I mean,
he's a fucking workhorse, dude. He's crazy. And we were talking about people that get a lot of hate earlier in the first part, and I think John Cena is one of them.
Not so much anymore. He's just become a meme.
But I think he's actually one of the greatest human beings of all time. If you see all of the charity work he does and all the stuff he does for children and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's really nice to see. Because he doesn't have to do any of that stuff. Speaking of that, whatever happened to Enzo Amore? He's gone forever, right?
I think so.
Is Big Cass still in WWE too, or no?
Yes, I believe he is.
Is that Eddie Guerrero guy still around?
Yeah. I don't think he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there was a contract dispute.
Oh, okay. I heard Chris Benoit is a pretty cool guy.
He's over in New Japan.
Chris Benoit, the family man.
Yeah, he's also in New Japan. the crippler.
Holy shit. I gotta open a window, man. It's fucking
crippler crossface. Yeah.
It's a lot of dudes breathing in here.
It's honestly what it is that TV is basically a space heater.
Yeah, it really is, dude. It's fucked up.
Because it puts out way more heat than is actually necessary. Which is actually zero is necessary for a TV.
Yeah, it is. For real.
I mean, you can pretty much feel it.
It radiates?
It does. It's
Jesus.
It's good. Well, it gives you cancer, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just fills you with those good waves.
And also, it's funny because if we leave it on here, like going through the logos, and then you switch to like YouTube, you could see just the logo is permanently like burnt into the TV.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
That's why it switches so much.
Yeah. But yeah, so I love that TV deal. Having a stroke. Oh man, but I don't know, dude. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, we could talk about still.
New Dragon Ball Z movie coming. No, Dragon Ball Super movie coming out on the 16th. Broly movie.
That looks really good.
I already have my ticket. Really? I'm going to go. Oh fuck yeah.
I really want to see Detective Pikachu, dude. I really, really, really want to see
it. I want to see it, but I'm upset that Danny DeVito did not voice Pikachu.
Yeah.
I'm really upset that it's not Danny DeVito. Like, they got Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool. Cool, sweet. But is it Danny DeVito? It's not.
Not Frank Reynolds. They should have done Danny DeVito as Frank Reynolds as Pikachu.
Exactly.
That would have been so bad.
Just a Pikachu walking around. Just, I'm gonna wanna be banging whores.
Sew me into the couch. Sew you into the couch? What are you saying?
I'm into that Hawaiian trip hop luau stuff now.
Oh my fuck.
You know, I actually kinda wanna get Metro Exodus. That looks pretty cool.
Is that the new one?
Yeah, it comes out like next month, maybe.
I loved the first two. I really did. I liked the first one a lot more, though.
I felt like those games didn't get like talked about that much.
Mm-mm. They were very.
They were both wicked fucking good.
Last Night and Last Light and 2033 they were both stellar fucking games.
I thought so, and like I don't know. I feel like I don't hear them.
They're like the last double A developer around, I think. Like, they're not an indie developer, but they're not a huge, like, you know, Bethesda type,
right?
You know, DICE.
Well, the first, I mean, they both felt pretty much the same. They were actually kind of hard, too.
Yeah, well, I like playing them on
you were so
Ranger
scarce.
Mode. Is like, it Ranger mode? Where you have, it's more survival horror based. Because when you play the Redux of both of them.
I didn't play the Redux.
Did you play Ranger mode?
I didn't, but I heard how annoying it is.
So hard. Like, enemies just die faster, but so do you. And, like, you have to use stealth and stuff.
Right.
And, yeah.
Well, the first, even just regular, it was like you were so low on ammo all the time.
Yeah. And then ammo was the currency, too.
Yes.
Which, or was it different bullets? You couldn't use the bullets, but bullets were the currency. Is that what it was?
You can use them.
You could use them?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I just remember the first time I played through Metro 2033 and, like, just the because I played it on PC the first time, and the graphics, it ran so well and it looked so nice.
Oh, it's just so cool, like when you're wiping your visor and shit.
Yeah, and like it's just the animations and the facial expressions for the characters, the monsters were actually fucking scary, like the dog things that come out in the beginning,
those fucking flying things.
Oh yeah.
Okay, let's talk about a legitimately scary fucking game, which is Resident Evil 7. That game made me shit my pants in VR. Holy
fuck. I haven't played 6 or 7.
Don't play 6.
Don't play 6. Don't play. You don't need to play 6. Nobody needs to play 6.
Don't even tell people you
want to. 6 does not exist in the Resident Evil universe.
I've played 5 a lot. I played 5 a lot.
It shouldn't anyway.
When it first came out, I played it. And then I played it like recently, like not even a year ago at Dave's. Mm-hmm. We played co-op Resident Evil 5, and it sucks because in co-op, you only get one inventory if you're split-screen. So you're running off of the first player's inventory, and they have to give you all the items and shit. So it's way harder.
Mm. Yeah.
We got to a spot, we got to, like, towards the end where you're in that fucking hallway, and everything's just sprinting at you, like, super hard, and you have no ammo because you're at the fucking end of the game. He beat it with someone else, because if you play online, then you both have your own inventories. Mm-hmm. So doing it split-screen is, like hard mode.
You can't even buy your own shit. You need to give your money to the other character, and they have to buy everything. Yeah. I feel like they fixed that.
They're like the treasurer, basically.
They did like the gold edition for Resident Evil 5, and I think they fixed that.
Yeah.
Because I remember playing through it with Sam when I lived with Sam, and it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
He could buy his own stuff. And we would go through and have you played 5 or no? There's a level where you're in a lab, and the only enemies are lickers.
That's the one.
That one fucking sucks. But if you play on professional, every time you kill a licker, they drop a diamond. and you can just farm that level for like an hour, that, and then you have all the money you need to buy every weapon all the mods.
Huh. See, that was where we were, but we had no ammo, so.
But 7, dude, 7 was great. I really loved it. I understood Dave's argument about it yesterday, about how it wanted you to think it, like, portrayed itself as a realistic setting, and then you immediately get your hand cut off and then reattached.
Yeah.
But once you get far enough into the story, it makes sense. But what was the scariest part in 7 for you?
Scariest part was probably trying to fight the mom.
The mom?
The mom was probably the scariest for me.
I really, really hated...
And going into the little girl's room.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
The mom's always the scariest.
Well, she, like, shoots spiders at you, and then she...
Well, she basically is a spider.
She basically turns into a spider, and then, like, her arms get really long, like a Source Engine
She's
model.
She's like MC
Poo
Pants.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
I want candy. Bubblegum. I couldn't even... I want candy. Bubblegum and taffy. No, I think honestly, like, every time I try and replay 7, the hardest part every time is the beginning when you're just trying to, like, stay away from the dad. And all you have is the knife and your pistol.
I thought I found the hardest part to be that trap house.
Oh, the one that was like
with
Saw.
Lucas, I think his name, like the
can
fucking
Can you not
the
kill
brother.
Anything or can you
can You can't you don't fight him. Like that like you just go through his trap house.
It's,
I think
it's
something
just
else
like
happens,
Saw. You have to legit, you get through like the Saw. Yeah, you get through the trap house and then it's a like you fight waves of the leech monster guys and then
the
you
black
fight
things,
a,
yeah,
then you fight a boss. But you should play through it. It's good. You like Alien Isolation, so.
Right. I know, I want
to
play
Isolation yet?
I haven't, because I heard that it was insanely hard to beat.
Yeah, it's insanely hard and fucking terrifying. That actually might be the scariest game I've ever played, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah, we were just started playing through it again. He's way farther than I am, but.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe it's just because I've played it for so long.
When it first starts out, like there's two
I get
levels.
More freaked out by when I like turn and I have my night vision on in Outlast and I turn and fucking there's just a dude there like
yeah Outlast is fucking terrifying too
because that's more of a jump scare Outlast. Thing
Outlast you don't do much it's just like
you don't
a
do anything
flashlight you
it's
do
it's anything. A story thing is what it is and
yeah I wasn't a big fan of that I like doing things in
did
my
you
games.
Like Amnesia
it was okay I beat it but it was one of those games where when you beat it you're just like okay I beat it.
Yeah, well, I kind of like when you don't have the ability to do anything because you feel more helpless, and that makes more of a horror vibe.
That just makes me angry though. Yeah, like when something's coming at me, I can't stop it, and there's like I can't fucking do anything.
Yeah.
And
but that's
die.
What scares me is like I'm like oh shit, I have to sprint now.
I was watching him play Outlast, and it was so like you know like 3 or 4 clips that you sent me to of Outlast, and you had your headset on and it recorded your audio. Like you just see like he sent me a thing and he's just like because I think we were on party chat I think and he's talking to me and he's just like yep okay so I have to find like a key and it's in one of these rooms and he's checking all these rooms and he goes maybe I missed it and he went back to the first room and turns around and immediately there's just a guy like standing there
I don't even
and
know
Seth
what it
is
was
just like, dies immediately.
I never even saw that thing before.
Yeah.
But the thing about that game didn't have like it was so weird because there was like a mix of paranormal and also like just weird cultists and shit in the second one.
Yeah, the second one seemed really fucked up.
I only played like half of the first one and I got bored.
The first one I could probably run through in
like
half
an hour. Maybe
because I know I've played it a couple times.
But Isolation's good because you have a mix of. Not, but you can't do anything to the alien except scare it away with a flamethrower. Or like
I mean,
a
you can shoot things, but it's like it's really only gonna make it run.
Yeah, but then you also have to deal with humans that are trying to survive on the space station, and then you also have to deal with the androids that go crazy. There's certain areas where the androids are hostile, because the androids are really scary because they're not like the androids from the later movies. They're just like you know mannequins basically.
Oh.
And they just speak monotone. They're like, you're becoming hysterical.
Let me tell you about Sevastopol's security.
Let me tell you about Sevastopol's security. As he's like bashing your face into a wall. Like, Yeah, there's actually a fucking crazy part in the game when you realize that the androids are going crazy. And there's a guy that's like, he's got like a fucking shot. No, he's got a pistol. And he's talking to an android, and the android's like, "This area is off limits." And the guy's like, "No, we have to go. There's a creature following me." And he's like, "You're becoming hysterical," and just fucking turns the guy's head into paste by just repeatedly smashing it up against the wall. And you're just like, "Oh, cool. So that's a thing I have to deal with now." The game's brutal, dude. It really is.
I don't remember
is.
If you God. Can kill them or not. You can't really kill the androids, can you?
You can kill them with the shotgun is a one-hit kill to the dome.
I usually stun baton.
And you
and
can
then...
stun them with the EMP baton. Yeah. Or stun baton. And then you can also use EMPs. But there's great parts in the game where you're like, there's a part where you have to find medical supplies for one of your partners. And the first part, you know, you're alone in the medical area, which is this like a wicked small level, and the alien knows you're there, and you just have to get through it as fast as possible, because if you hide, it's going to find you. Oh. And then the level right after that is when you have to you find out where the supplies are. And there's like six or seven other humans in that area that are also looking for medical supplies that are trying to kill you. But yeah. The alien follows you to that area, so you can use the alien to fuck all those people up. Mm. And it's so that part of the game is so fun. Like, you can take your wrench and like hit a wall and then like hide in a fucking cupboard. And then the alien will come out of the wall, and then the humans will also come to investigate the sound, and you just hear like, "Oh, fuck!" And then you just hear the screeching and, you know, head chomping. It's really fun, dude. I loved it. I'm at the part now. I'm in the power plant area where the androids have like they're like fucking armored. So I don't know what to do. I can't
do
anything.
That part is fucking hard.
Yeah, but you should definitely check out. Try and find it, because I bought it, the Nostromo edition, which
it
came
goes
with,
on
like,
sale pretty often. And
I got it for fucking $6 at Infinite Lives, which you could they just that. Announced this morning that Infinite Lives is
it's closing.
Yeah, February 4th.
But a good thing though is Convergence is.
I heard about that.
They have a lot of video game stuff down there now. They just got a lot of consoles. You know where Zinc Shirts used to be over by Burke's?
By Wet Paint Company?
Yes. That's exactly where they are. Like, that exact spot right there is where Convergence is.
Very
cool. And they sell trading cards, like Magic cards, fucking Pokemon shit. They sell fucking Warhammer stuff.
D&D minis?
D&D minis, yeah. You can even go back. They have stations where, like, they have Smash Brothers tournaments. They'll do different, like, Magic drafts, Magic tournaments and stuff like
that.
That's
wicked cool. Is that new?
It's fairly new. If you want to do a tournament, you pay $5, you go in, you play Smash Brothers, and if you win, you win a certain prize. If you don't, whatever, you still get to play.
Yeah, you got to pay $5 to play Smash.
Yeah.
With a bunch of people. And that's like a good game to do that with, though.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. I mean, you could always just not pay $5 and play Smash with a bunch of people.
I mean, you could, but then you don't have a prize pool. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, the prize is that half a natty daddy sitting there.
Yeah.
That's not something anyone's like
smashing
after.
Over.
Should I take a sip of it? It's been sitting there.
You should finish
it. It's been sitting there for about 16 hours.
You should finish it and then burp directly in my face.
It smells like a fucking sewer.
Don't do it.
Yeah, but it does what it needs to do.
Natty daddy wasn't meant
There's like seven centipedes in there and a fucking spider. Yeah. And a. Stink bug.
There's definitely something in there.
It's made of ground up crickets, dude.
There's definitely some slimy stuff in there.
Yeah, it's
definitely
called,
don't drink it.
It's called Natty Daddy.
It's a natural daddy.
I do have a fresh one in there. So.
Jesus Christ!
I need to wash down my Slim Jim with something. I'm out of coconut water.
Christ almighty.
I mean, he barely made it out of here last night.
Well, I didn't drink for a while because I was really sick. Mm-hmm. After the thing, they put me on steroids and antibiotics, so I didn't drink for like 3 weeks, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't exactly hold my liquor as well anymore.
Mm.
And, you know,
Yeah.
So
whenever we go out to the bar together, as soon as I start drinking gin along with you, the night just goes south. It just goes south instantly.
I love when we go out with people and then we'll meet other people there. And they'll try and like go shot for shot with me or drink for drink, and it's like don't do that.
You're please. Not gonna don't. Do it.
And you you're tit for tat. You and or Sam are always like, don't do that. But he's paying for him, yeah, because he wants to kill you.
Yeah. It's like when people come to my house and they think they can out smoke me. I'm like, you can try. That'll be a fun thing for me.
It'll be a good experience.
As I'm still going, I'm like, hey, here, you ready? They're like, give me like 5 minutes.
Give me an ice cream mask. Oh, okay. No,
there's a point where like you get high and then it doesn't seem to do anything more.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's already there. And then,
have you ever smoked yourself sober?
No,
I've smoked myself to vertigo before.
What?
Yeah. I've given myself vertigo by smoking too much weed.
That's really not good.
It's not good. No, it's not good for my brain. Like, I'll be like, like, I'll have just like fucking taken like 8 dabs in a row and I'll just be sitting there and I'll like go to stretch and I feel like I'm falling 13 stories backwards. I remember, and I'll be like,
oh man. I remember one of the times I got the most fucked up with you was after 4th of July. I met up with you guys after already drinking all night at the Funny Bone after watching Doug Stanhope, and I met up with you and Dan at Pricker Bush, and then we went back to your house and drank.
That was that really bad night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
That was the really fucking messy night. You ended up spending the night that night.
I didn't have a bad night.
No, we didn't. No, me and you didn't. You and I did not. Great night. Other parties did. We're not going to discuss that. Yeah.
But the next day was great because I was off for the rest of the week and you were off like the next 2 days.
I think I was unemployed.
I probably
I probably was. But we were just playing PlayStation VR. We were
playing Job Simulator all day, drinking fucking Labatt Blue, grapefruit, and Tanqueray without any mixer.
Yep,
like straight.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Then we played we played Counter Strike for like 2 hours.
What is on PSVR though? Like, what games they have?
Job Simulator. That's all you need.
Job Simulator.
That game is so fucking.
There's
hilarious.
Super Hot.
Yeah, Super That's Hot VR is amazing.
That like. PlayStation VR, you don't get PlayStation VR. You want to get the Steam VR.
You want to?
I was given like PS. Well, how much I didn't
Steam,
buy it.
Steam has their own VR. Or is
you have to use
like Oculus or
and you have to have the one with
or the
like,
HTC
you have to
Vive.
Put the fucking cameras in the corner of your room and shit like that, mm-hmm. and calibrate everything.
That seems like a pain in the ass.
It does seem like a pain. In the
I
ass.
Would. I mean, the Oculus is cheap. It was somewhat cheap, you know, it's like $300 or something in comparison to the Vive, which is probably $500.
That's what Wes has.
Is the Vive better?
Yeah, the Vive is so good.
It is better?
It's so good, yeah. Okay. That's what Wes has, and it's, dude, he has this one military simulation game where you actually, like, you don't have an inventory. You can look down and all your equipment is on you.
What?
And your gun actually has a strap, so you can like let go of your gun and it'll just dangle.
That's sick.
But you can actually shoot yourself in the face too, which is hilarious.
Oh.
Like I got into a part where like I was like shooting a bunch of dudes and they kept just coming and I'm like, you know what? And I took the gun and like it was pointed like this and I shot myself and you just hear like your ears ringing and you fall back and then it's like, oh, you're dead. But Super Hot VR is amazing. That's the way the game was meant to be played.
Yeah, I was trying to tell people, like, I like my PlayStation VR. Don't get me wrong. Like, I play Drive Club VR all the time, and that's fun.
That seems like it'd be awesome.
That
it
does
is really
seem
fun.
Cool.
But there's not enough good games out for it yet.
Right.
It seems a lot of them, too, are, like, the stories.
Yeah, and there are a lot of gimmicky 15-minute playthroughs. Mm-hmm.
I feel like VR is just like hurry up and wait kind of thing.
Exactly.
Hurry up and wait.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I
like that. I
don't know. I'm not going to bother investing in VR until it's fleshed out a little bit and there's more games.
Until they make like a really good, like, you know, Bubsy VR.
Right. Ooh. Skyrim VR.
Ooh, let's get a little bit of Neck 2 on VR.
Neck 2, baby. Let's get
I need Madden VR, though, is what I need. Just to play quarterback.
The helmet.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Didn't one of the Maddens do that?
I feel like that'd be easy, though. Like, you just see that your face mask or whatever, you play as a quarterback, and then all you need to be able to do is look and throw. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. But what do you do as like a linebacker? You just push him to the other
back
dude.
The line.
That'd be a lot of motion sickness, I think.
Probably.
Yeah. The thing is, like, well, moving.
If you drive club VR, strap the fuck in.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude. You're driving a car and you're able to look around free. Like,
do you have a wheel?
No, like you have your controller.
Oh, okay.
You can get a wheel.
Oh, my God.
But
that'd be fucking crazy.
And you can get the whole fucking setup and shit, like the pedals and everything and the shifter and whatnot. Like, that's something for, like, OD driving game, guys. Like,
that shit. Like, your dad, fucking sick.
Like, back in the day, would fucking lose his mind.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of wanted to buy an Xbox just to get Forza, but Forza, I'm probably going to end up getting it on PC.
It's Forza is so goddamn good.
I don't really like racing games either, and Forza is, like, the only other racing game I liked was Gran Turismo 3, as far as, like, actual racing
games. A lot of
games.
People like Horizon. Need
for Speed 2 in there.
A lot of people are liking Horizon 4.
I didn't really
4.
Like Need for Speed.
I don't have Horizon 4, but I know. I
have it.
I haven't played. I have Horizon 3, but I usually play the motorsport games instead.
Yeah, I like Split Second. That's probably my favorite racing game ever made. I definitely talked about it before.
Yeah, the game's, it's fucking chaotic.
There was that new one that just was free game of the month on PlayStation. I forgot what that's called, but it was really fucking fun.
Drive Club, maybe?
No.
The Crew?
No. You get, like...
I have it. I know. I
it's,
did get
there's
it.
No, like, there's no finish line. Like, there's, like, you don't, like, it's not like a race. You're trying to race to, like, knock other people out and get high scores and shit.
Time
like
trial
that.
Kind of thing?
Yeah.
It's... Because I definitely downloaded it if it was free.
Yeah. Onrush. That's what it's called. Onrush. And that's actually a really good game.
Yeah,
I haven't played it a lot.
I haven't really played it, I don't think. I got an email the other day from G2A. And because I used it probably. Yes.
I bet you they did. That's what they fucking do. They're
scummy. Because I used it probably a year and a half ago, maybe. And they send you an email now. And I don't have any credit cards on that account, so. I'm not losing anything because I'm not going to use that account ever again because fuck G2A. Mm-hmm. But they send me an email and they're like, yeah, if you don't log into your account, we're going to start charging you inactivity fees. Mm-hmm. What site does that?
Isn't it like
okay.
inactivity fees?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
So because you're not buying our illegally acquired video game codes, we're going to charge you. They charge you from your G2A wallet or whatever.
Yeah.
Which I don't think has anything in it anyway. So I was like, fuck off. Fuck your company. I sent it as a reply. And they go, we need you to mind your language. And they charged my G2A.
That's so good.
Oh my God.
We know we're stealing money from you, but please don't yell at us.
Yeah. we're just gonna steal more of it.
Please use proper language while you're
angry. I don't think I have money in my G2A wallet. I don't even know how you would.
Well, you don't anymore. You were an asshole to them.
Yeah. If you have your card on,
it's amazing.
They got you.
Yeah, it's fucking so goddamn stupid. All they do is illegally get codes.
Yeah.
And then they sell them.
Yeah, don't they?
And like, because you can get like, there's so many like support tickets from users because they get codes that either don't work or they work for like a month and then they stop working because they're just fucking fake codes, basically.
Yeah, they're like they use like key gens, don't they?
Yeah,
for a lot of people on there.
And so those people who are on those marketplaces, and what's cool though, I mean, the idea is good. So like, say I have like I buy a game and I get like an Xbox Live 3-month trial. Okay, now I can go on G2A and sell the code for whatever. It's because I got it for free.
Yeah.
And I've done that. And I know that it's a legit code because I've never used it. I scratch it off and give them the code.
Mm-hmm.
And no one, you know, I never got bad feedback for it. But it's like, you know, if that idea, the concept is good.
I feel like GOG does that way better.
Yeah, it does. Because they actually have customer support, and they also don't fuck you over.
Yeah. I have a bunch of games off of
GOG. Run GOG.
Do they?
I think they do. That sounds like something I've read.
I also use Origin. Origin's another good one. They have, if you pay for the thing, like, you get really good games for free.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, like, for, like, your premium or whatever? The Origin
access.
Yeah,
whatever.
You can get, like, Battlefield 4 and 1 for free right now. Like, yeah. They're free to play, but except all the DLC.
I have Origin, but I only have Titanfall. That's the only game I have.
Yep.
I'm not going to pay for their subscription. I mean, it would be cool, too. Then I could get Madden.
I got the Surge on there. That's really cool. It's like a futuristic Dark Souls sort of thing. Mm-hmm. It's like that sort of gameplay. And I also got Dead Space 1.
Yeah, because they have Battlefield, and
I got Mass Effect 2, like the complete edition.
Yeah, I'm also playing through that,
like,
too.
It was like $10, like, mm-hmm, a couple years ago.
Thing is, it's like, free now. With Origin, yeah, it's you got to add people through their Origin client, too. So, like, you don't have your Steam friends list.
It's not that bad. I mean, as long as you're on Discord and you have all your Origin friends on Origin, you're fine. But I don't really play a lot of multiplayer games on Origin.
It's just annoying. You're like, I kind of want to play this game. You're scrolling through your Steam library. You're like, oh, yeah, it's on Uplay. Like, oh, yeah, it's on Origin. Oh, yeah, it's on BlizzardNet or whatever. It's just give me all of it, please.
That's another annoying thing.
Can't you add things to your Steam list, though?
Yeah, you can do non-Steam games. You can add the, like, executable file to it. I might do that. So you can, like, play Minesweeper on Steam.
Yeah. Which, I mean, that's probably the move.
Calculator. You play Calculator.
Put pinball on there.
Yes.
We should make a calculator game, dude.
3D deluxe pinball.
The space one. The one that came to Windows XP.
Yes.
The best pinball game ever.
Yeah, one game you played when you didn't have internet.
I fucking love pinball, dude. I don't know how you guys feel about pinball.
Like, I love pinball. I still have pinball games on my phone and shit.
Yeah, I have one on my Switch and I play it a lot.
I fucking love it. No, what game actual do you pinball.
I need to find that.
It's all of the pinball games. You always have to buy a table. Like, you always have to buy another table. Like, you're never gonna just buy it and have, like, 17 different tables you can play. Because, like, it's always a free-to-play game most of the time. The ones I do play are free-to-play. I don't know what it is, though.
Dude, pinball. They had a Game of Thrones pinball that was so fucking good at the Barcade in Rochester that Cody and I went to.
There's a Bethesda one on the Google Play.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's dope.
It's like Doom, Skyrim, and Fallout. Those are the three.
And Bubsy.
I think what it is it's also a pack for some other game, though. Like, you can buy, like, you pay $3.99 or whatever, you get, like, four tables or whatever.
Yeah.
There's, like, Star Wars ones and shit.
Yeah, that was a really cool fucking place. We should go to Rochester. You can't go.
Why?
We should go. You can't go.
You can watch.
Why can't I go?
I don't want you to go. Because you're... No, I'm kidding. It'd be wicked to go to Rochester and go to the Barcade there. Because I don't know if you've ever been to a Barcade, but...
I'd be getting game. I don't do anything outside of being home and
we should,
playing
we should
video games.
Tell Wes that we're going. Oh, we can have Wes and Christian, and Christian can bring his sister.
Right.
My friend Shane. I have a lot of friends. We have a lot of friends in Rochester.
But, yeah, we have friends. Yeah,
I know Wes in Rochester. That's about it.
But, the Barcade there is really cool. They, like, serve, like, wicked grease. We didn't eat there, but they serve wicked greasy food. And then it's also, like, an amazing bar. Like, ridiculously
did they have some good craft shit?
Yeah, they had a lot. Because it's Rochester. So, you know, they have wicked good, like, craft beers. And then they had really, really good mixed drinks and drink specials. And then it was, like, if you buy one of their signature drinks, you get, like, it was, like, 10 tokens for free or something like that.
Oh, wow.
That's all you need.
So, like, Cody and I just were drinking Manhattans the whole night. Or the whole day, because we got there at like 3. Mm-hmm. We each ordered like 2 Manhattans, and we got like 20 tokens out of it, plus the tokens we already had.
One of the best beers I've ever had was actually, I tried it at Comic-Con.
Was it a
this
Natty
year.
Daddy?
Yes, it was actually
it was a Natty Daddy. It was a mango and, natural daddy.
And
it was a natural daddy with a splash of man.
No, actually, it was a Brooklyn IPA. It was the Defender IPA that they were only giving out. I think they were only giving it out at Comic-Con, but it had like a bunch of superhero shit all over it, and it tasted fucking phenomenal.
Oh yeah, I forgot you went to Comic-Con. How was that?
That was unreal. I'm going every year now.
Really?
So fucking fun.
How much was it altogether?
So our I think our tickets were like, I don't remember how much our tickets were, but our hotel was
the
like,
tickets are probably the least expensive part, I would imagine.
They were, honestly. The hotel was like fucking $3,000 for like being there for a whole week. We were there for 5 days. So it was like $3,000. And we stayed in a pretty nice hotel too. It was right in Times Square, and we were right across the street from 99 Cent Pizza.
That's why though, because you're in Times Square.
Yeah, we're like right down the road. It was nice, like walking distance from everything. Like literally, Central Park was 2 blocks away.
I've never been to Central Park. I actually wouldn't even be able to tell where that is.
It's the park. It's very in the hidden.
Yeah, I mean, I know, but.
There's a lot of buildings.
Been to Central Park.
Mixes things up a bit.
New York City's a fun place if you have money.
I just don't. It's just.
We went when I was. We used to go every year when I was younger. We'd go to see a Yankee game. Then we'd go there the first night. We would go shopping, and then the next day we'd go to the Yankee game and go home.
Mm-hmm.
We did that like 3 times, maybe. But their Toys R Us there. Yeah. I think it's still there.
No.
Now it's
there's
gone?
No Toys R Us's. No.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Toys R Us is gone.
Jeffrey has completely fucking cut the cord.
I completely forgot
one.
Toys R Us.
I was there in 2010. That was the last time I was there.
Yeah.
Which, so, like, yeah, it was there. And it was fucking crazy.
Dude, like 5 stories.
Yeah.
And it was.
It was like the big store, too, on that, right mm-hmm. on the. In Times Square.
Yeah. And then we went to a TGI Fridays there. And.
I wonder what's there now.
TGI Fridays.
In that big fucking building.
TGI Fridays.
TGI Fridays is where...
it's a 5-story TGIFs. All the kitchen is in the basement, so if you're on the 5th floor, it takes like 3 hours to get your food.
They have like laundry elevators to bring you food.
Like a dumbwaiter? Yeah. You have to crank it all the way up.
While we were there, it was the same fucking weekend as the Conor McGregor fight. And that was bananas.
Oh, how many people were there?
There were so many people. And every bar, like, you'd see it, you'd walk by and it'd be like, we're streaming the Conor McGregor fight. And there was this one bar I noticed, like, we walked by it and there was all, like, windows in the front. Like, you could see right into the bar.
Yeah.
And they were streaming the fight, too, and they were having people pay a certain amount of money to get in and watch the fight, which is... hell yeah, make that extra fucking buck. So we walked by and there were people waiting in line, and then when we walked by the second time to go back to our hotel, they had put black garbage bags over the windows and shit because people were standing outside watching the fight.
that's actually pretty funny.
I mean, yeah, why wouldn't they,
right? It's free.
I remember we went there.
I mean, it's also free to just fucking go to Reddit.
Yeah.
For 2 minutes.
We went there the first time when I was like 12 for a taekwondo tournament. I was in the state finals or whatever. And I remember we went there. Adam Scharf was with us.
Legendary.
So it was my dad and I, and then Adam Scharf and his dad, and we're just walking around, and 300 had just come out. So I was 11 because 300 had just come out. This guy goes up to
I love Adam. How you like keep track of your life by like when 300 came out.
Dude, I've done that multiple times. Like movies and video games, that's how I keep track of shit. Like, it's hilarious when we're playing D&D and Brian will spend like 10 minutes explaining something to me, and I'll just be like, oh, it's like that one magic spell from Final Fantasy, and he goes, yeah, that's exactly it. I'm like, why didn't you just say that?
You're like, yeah, it was three. It was like this many days ago because it was 3 years after 300 came out.
In my life, it's B300 and A300. Is my
you got the like the before 300 and AD.
That's how you
it's like a timeline with 300.
I can't do any of the thinking like that anymore. Like, time doesn't exist because I ingested
right,
too many foreign
doesn't
substances
come out anymore.
Yeah. Time dilation, like
300
LSD
only came out
ruined
once.
Me for time perception.
This guy just only uses sundials on his day-to-day basis.
No, I use moon dials. I can only tell the time once a month when it's a full moon.
You don't need time any other fucking day.
Dude, I'll be like, I was telling my dad about how I bought Alien Isolation. I'm like, yeah, it's crazy that it was only like $8. It only came out like a year ago. And he goes, I'm pretty sure that game came out like 5 years ago. I'm like, it no, did. It didn't. And then I look it up and yeah, it's like 5 years old. And I'm like, yeah. All this shit will be like new to me because I just have no concept. It's weird when I look at like when I go to work and I realize that I've been there for 3 years and I still feel like I just started the other day. You know, I have all these responsibilities. Yeah. But
you still hate it just as much as the fucking second week you went in and realized that this job is actually garbage.
I like it. It's just the problem now is
that when did you start? Right after 300 Rise of an Empire?
It would have been
how many years after 300 did you start? Your
which
job?
One was
eight,
which
years after 300 years. Came out? Yeah.
When did Rise of an Empire come out?
I didn't watch that one. That one wasn't.
It came out probably 2 years after it. I would imagine.
Yeah, wait, is this a sequel?
Yeah,
there's a sequel to 300.
Yeah, it's called Rise of an Empire.
Yeah, it's the sequel.
The you second just... one. 302. They can't say
302.
My mind is blown.
302.
But
it's like 301. What is it? What is the 101 Dalmatians sequel?
102 Dalmatians.
Is it 102?
And then they do 102 and a half Dalmatians.
They only made half the movie.
Why does Disney feel the need to make half
then,
movies?
Then the next one is 103 Dalmatians connected to tubes.
Yeah. How to Train Your Dragon. How to Train Your Dragon 2.5.
But anyway, so we're walking through New York City.
4¾.
300 had just come out. We're walking through New York City, and we see this guy, and he has like this kiosk in a random alley, mind you. Like, there's no other shit going on in this street. It's just this dude with a kiosk, and he's pitching all these movies to us that are still in theater. That he has, he's like, he says he has the DVDs for it, and it looks like official box art.
Khajiit has wares for coin.
Yeah. So what does Adam's dad do? He buys one copy of like each movie the guy has, and he spends like, you know, probably $18 or $20, whatever it was. And I remember we went back to the hotel afterwards and went to try and watch it, and all of them were just, it was this big black dude that sold it to us, and all of them was just his camcorder recordings, but it also had his reactions to the movie.
That's so, hilarious.
Shit. I remember he was so pissed.
How do you not put that on YouTube?
He was so pissed, but like 300, like when the son gets his head cut off, you just see him go, "Oh shit!" Like in the clips, it clips the mic.
That's like
you
hilarious.
Could see that there'd be times when ushers are down, so the camera goes down and you can like hear the movie muffled. He'd be like talking to somebody next to him, like
that is
didn't
so
even
good.
Do the whole movie.
Like, one day I want to buy a movie box set on eBay and just have it arrive to my house and watch it and just have it be like that person's recreation of the movie, not even the movie at all whatsoever, just a super like $5 budget fucking GoPro.
Yeah.
That's I've seen those. I mean those cam videos.
Well, Wes used to do that when we used to make YouTube videos all the time. We would do low budget we did like low budget Gears of War, low budget RuneScape, low budget Halo. The Gears of War one was funny because we had we took like airsoft guns and like just taped like shit to it to pretend it was the chainsaw, and Wes actually ripped the audio from the game. So he would and Aaron Berlin had like a pillow in his shirt to make it look like he had like all the armor on, and he like put the gun up to him and then like went like that, and then the fucking chainsaw noise started and Aaron would flail his arms. This shit was so fun. I really wish he didn't get bullied on YouTube because he had a ton of cool fucking videos on that account. It's called Shooter Gun 4.
There was a guy
that like doxxed him and was harassing him and shit. And this is in like 2009.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's pretty
funny.
Why
do people got to be like that? Just do what you want to do on YouTube. Like, that's I bet what they plenty of do. People fucking doxxed.
That is what
that
they
was
want.
When YouTube, Papa Franku. Like, YouTube was crazy back then. Because, like,
it was a wild west.
It was Papa cool. Franku. It was so much cooler, like, in 2009, 2010, when, you know, it wasn't all commercialized and people weren't going on there to make money. They were just going on there to show, like, their cool stuff that they made.
My favorite videos back then, watching them in, like, middle school, was like, can you microwave this? I think that was like that, the fucking title of it. And it was the same fucking dude. I think his name was Jory Karen or something like that. It was some weird ass name. and they just microwaved shit for like
yeah.
3 years, and I watched every episode.
I remember being
yeah, because they did the Will It Blend, and that yes. that took off too, and that's still yep. going, I think.
Will It Blend? That's great.
I remember, you know who was the original like giant YouTube star that I remember was fucking Ray William Johnson. Do you remember him?
Yeah, he's on Facebook now, and his videos are just garbage.
He's a
subpar garbage.
He was actually at the Funny Bone over the summer. We almost wanted to go see him, but then we watched like 5 minutes of his stand-up, and it is... Oh.
It's bad.
Yeah, and it sucks because he's a really nice dude. Like, he really is, but no.
His videos back when Equals 3 was up, those were great.
Yeah, I loved it. Watch, he was like the original Tosh.0, kind of. Yeah. Or, well, no, The Soup with Joel McHale was the original Tosh.0. But then,
yeah, that's true. That doesn't count, though.
No, because it was on E.
Yeah. I used to watch Smosh on YouTube. That was
Didn't they just retire?
I'm pretty sure
they just retired.
Yeah. They just released an apology video, too, for some reason. That was another thing PewDiePie went over.
They
same
video, doing
actually,
shit.
As the Tekashi 6ix9ine and Ninja one.
Yeah, that's right. I love the PewDiePie, like, just the evolution of PewDiePie. How he started off and he was just like a teenager that got fake scared at scary games and then turned into the Happy Wheels guy.
Yeah.
The Happy Wheels era.
The Logan Paul guy.
Oh, my God. He was legitimately unwatchable.
Who are
for
the
me.
Top YouTubers then? So PewDiePie's got to be up
there. PewDiePie is Rice Gum, sadly.
I fucking hate that guy.
That guy's the worst.
I don't like his voice.
I hate him as a person.
Yeah.
I hate him and Jake
Paul. Do you know
Paul
who Rice Gum
fucking
is?
Person. So
no,
he's the Asian
I heard
rapper,
that.
Dude.
He's a terrible rapper. iDubbbz is fucking...
The content cop on him? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was wicked good. I remember I had no idea who... Like, I knew iDubbbz was in Filthy Frank's videos, but I had no idea that he was, like, I had no idea what content cops were until I hung out with Will, and he showed me the Tanamangu one, and then we literally sat there and binge-watched all of the content cops in one sitting.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, 2 hours, I think.
Then he has Save the Squirrel Initiative and Bad Unboxing.
Yep.
All that shit.
Hmm. I don't know how you would even find top channels, like...
Yeah, I have no idea.
Top grossing? No, it wouldn't be grossing, really.
I mean, I know Social Blade keeps track of, like, most subscribers and stuff.
You'd have to go to a third party.
Wouldn't it be what's trending? You'd have to look at the list of
yeah, that's
what's
what I was
trending
doing, but it gives
YouTube.
Me, like, things like Washington Post and shit. It's like, I don't care about that.
Like, news stuff that nobody gives a fuck about. Like, yeah, who goes like on YouTube for news?
CNN. I mean, I guess a lot of people probably do go on for news, because... I mean, it's like, I feel like most people are just getting rid of cable, so.
Yeah, I'm actually doing that right now. Yeah. I'm in the process of trying to get rid of my cable box.
Yeah, as we speak, it's gone. It's going.
Mm-hmm.
It's leaving.
The WWE is actually one of the top subscribed and watched channels, which is pretty awesome.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah, but PewDiePie is number one most subscribed. Like, if you don't can include, like, YouTube Music and YouTube Gaming.
Well, subscribe PewDiePie. To PewDiePie.
Yep.
Everybody... Just make sure you go on YouTube, subscribe to PewDiePie.
Justin Bieber is number 9. Because
he needs it.
He does.
That's pretty crazy to me.
He needs
Justin
the help.
Justin Bieber is up there, yeah.
Why?
Ed Sheeran, WWE, what's Dude Perfect?
Garth Brooks.
Dude Perfect is...
Is that when they would do the basketball shots?
Yeah, they do like the goofy trick shots and shit.
They used to do that stuff, and now they just try to be funny.
Oh, that's a shame.
That's not perfect at all.
It's not.
Who else was wicked popular that, like, came crap? Fred.
Garth Brooks.
Remember Fred on YouTube?
Yeah, and then he got his own Nickelodeon show.
He did, yeah.
And then
he did a
disappeared.
Movie, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a couple movies, and then he wasn't cool anymore.
Well, that's because he was never cool.
No.
You remember Make Me Bad 35?
No.
You're lucky, dude.
You remember Kriken?
Yeah, I think so. I miss YouTube poops, Kriken. Honestly.
I know.
YouTube poops. Hank Hill is a dick.
The fucking, yeah, the King of the Hill ones are great.
I can't be a proper cocaine salesman.
I took a sofa sleeper and I put it over her head, and this is the thanks I get. Well, no thanks.
Why aren't you with Wade?
I wish I still had my old YouTube account just to, like, look at my history.
Yeah.
It's like, what's weird is I used to have a ton of videos on like one of my old ones, and YouTube just decided to get rid of certain ones. Like they after a
they
while,
did that they to did... Chris O'Neill. Chris O'Neill had like a dozen like live action comedy videos, and they made him get rid of them.
Sometimes YouTube will just take down someone's account.
Yeah,
like that's what happened to Boris.
Yeah,
Alex Jones.
Yep, poor Alex. He should be able to say whatever crazy shit he wants on podcasts. It's a fucking podcast. Who else, other than the people who give in to his bullshit, are listening to that?
Right. No
the
one really.
Because they know he's right.
Dude, that's the thing is, like, the only people that are listening to it are the people who want to listen to it. And all they're going to do now is go to his fucking website and listen to it.
Exactly. So it's like, what was the point of taking him down?
All that you did was get rid of people, the traffic to your website, that extra traffic to your website.
And them making fun of him on all this shit. It's like, you're just making him more famous.
Yeah.
You're giving him more
and
views.
You're kind of proving his point.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Because
everybody that's buying into his conspiracies are going to be like, oh my God, they probably took him down because
he's right.
He's
yeah.
right. Mm. You know, because he is.
Yeah, it's only going to make him crazier.
The chemicals in the water are making the fucking frogs gay.
Yeah.
Intergalactic child molesters. Right. I don't want the chemicals in the water making my freaking frogs gay. Which is funny because he should have, like, they said it on the podcast when he was on with Joe Rogan that Joe Rogan needs to be there with him because otherwise he goes off the rails. Because the whole thing with making the frogs gay was actually an actual study done at MIT.
Really?
About how tap water, like untreated tap water, was actually turning frogs into like genderless hermaphrodites. Yeah, not hermaphrodites, but they were like
tap
killing
water.
Their sex organs. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's because it's because of the
you've heard it here first, folks.
I don't
water
drink,
isn't safe.
I don't fucking drink tap water, dude. Fish fucking it.
It's the chemtrails, dude. Confirmed.
There's a lot of conspiracies I have no fucking faith in. And
boats live in there, dude.
Boats fucking the water.
Yeah. So you don't want to drink where boats live.
Flat earthers piss me off too, to like no end. Honestly, it really it's that's annoying.
I don't know if that's
just let them be them. Let them be wrong.
Fuck them.
That's what I mean.
Who cares?
They're so obvious fucking, that they're wrong. It's like not even.
They're grasping at fucking like year 30 fucking
yeah.
Ideals. Grasping at tubes.
I mean,
they
we've
still
known,
think we're the center of the fucking universe.
Yeah.
And the sun revolves around us.
We've known that the planet is round since 300 came out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, since the start.
Yeah.
So this is really, honestly,
space
like,
race, how do you kind of, like,
honestly, I feel like it's just another real. Thing to try and get YouTube views.
Pretty fucking
like,
much.
To try and build another conspiracy.
Then there was all those, like, things where, like, when Sandy Hook happened, nope, it's a fucking conspiracy on YouTube. Everyone's making conspiracy videos now. And I had friends that were actually buying into that shit, and I was like, God, can we think for ourselves here for 5 fucking minutes?
They don't do that.
No.
Because they watch one YouTube video, and the one guy who has all these points that don't actually have any facts behind him.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it makes like, complete sense. It makes complete sense.
It does when he's the only person talking and he's the only person who, if you sound convincing, then you'll get people.
Mm-hmm. You source enough shit, people think you're reputable.
Yeah, even if the sources don't actually exist.
Yeah.
It's not working.
The fuck?
Oh, traveling. What do you got in that decanter there?
That's whiskey.
just whiskey.
I think it is black velvet, isn't it?
Black.
Yeah, it's plain whiskey.
Oh, I'm not gonna. I didn't want any. I just wanted to know. I was curious.
It's just over there decanting.
Clear shots. It's not very clear. I mean, it's clear.
No, you don't give them clear shots.
Oh, you don't.
Ever notice? We've never drank clear liquor on the show.
Is that the whole joke behind the?
No, it's actually.
It's actually from. Well,
it's actually from Rainbow Six Vegas too.
It is.
Yeah. Like the terrorists yell it like completely randomly when you play terrorist hunt.
Really?
Yeah.
Clear shots.
They go don't give them clear shots. Yeah, and we pulled that from the game too for the theme song. What are you talking?
What
about?
Are you doing? Is there a way I can fix your jewel
sworn,
for you?
I could have sworn. Okay. I brought toothpicks.
You didn't bring toothpicks.
One day.
Let me see your fucking jewel. I do this shit for a living. Uh-oh. You lost your pod.
It's okay. I have 8.
That is gone, dude.
All right. So what are you trying to do?
There's... You see the thing? It's black there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I need it to not be. Because I think juice, like, fried it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be actually broken.
I think it's broken.
It's a problem with jewels, dude. They break.
Yeah.
Where's the... I fucking brought toothpicks.
I don't think you brought toothpicks, dude. I would remember you bringing toothpicks.
A lot of these pod systems these days, like, they just fucking leak and break whatever device you use them out of.
Yeah.
And then they force you to fucking buy another one for $50.
I just don't get the... I don't know. I don't get it why everybody wants to do pods and systems now.
Because it's healthier than smoking. It's a trend and... I don't know. It's just easy. You get all the fucking... You get all the enjoyment of smoking without smelling like a bag of trash.
Yeah, but I just...
I also don't care about clouds, like, at all. Yeah. I just want nicotine.
Yeah, that's mainly what people are using. It was meant for a smoke cessation device, and now it's just
become something.
Like, something to help you stop smoking cigarettes.
It did. I don't smoke anymore. I haven't smoked since Halloween.
It works perfectly for its intended purpose.
I haven't smoked since 300 came out.
Except what it does is it just addicts you to it like 10 times more to the Juul itself rather than the cigarettes.
Is that how that charges?
Yeah.
That is the dumbest shit I've ever seen. Why? Yeah, but why do they need to be magnetic? The only time I've ever had magnetic chargers, they've stopped working. Why can't you just plug it in? Like,
well, because there's a magnet.
I know, but why did they make it a magnet? It looks like a fucking...
So that way you can have your computer upside down and it won't fall out of
the... Yeah, but now it looks like an antenna.
Yeah, and it's receiving all of my buzz.
No.
That's what it does.
It looks fucking stupid.
Yeah. No, we just have these things.
Yeah.
These are the real deal.
Look, it's got lights on it.
Yeah.
You guys are mean. I don't criticize your fucking vaping systems.
I mean, yeah, you do.
Assholes. No, I don't.
All you do is talk shit about vaping.
This is... You had an X-Fire for a while, so...
Yeah, you had one too, remember? You got me to buy one. I bought one off of you.
You're an idiot. You're a complete idiot. I can't believe you bought it.
You had it first.
Yeah, that was to get you to buy it.
Dick.
I only acknowledge X-Fire as a chat client for Windows 98.
It's not a reputable vape to be using.
X-Fire used to be hilarious.
You scammed me?
Not on purpose.
You
scammed
me.
I actually thought it was legit at first, and then I started continually using it, and it was bad news bears.
Well, you couldn't find the cartridges for them anywhere, so that's why I stopped using it.
Plus, we have a surplus of them at fucking Smoker's Choice
right now.
Wait,
you still work there?
Yeah, sadly.
And you work at Eagle?
No.
Oh, I thought you worked at Eagle.
No.
When did
you probably cut that sadly part out.
When did you stop working at Eagle Beverage?
What?
When did you stop working at Eagle Beverage?
About 6 years after 300 came out.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I stopped working there.
You stopped working there when you were 18?
Last February, actually.
Really?
When did 300 come out? Does anybody actually know?
2007.
No, I don't think that's right.
Seven?
I don't think that's right.
Yeah.
What about Rise of an Empire?
2005.
No, because I was 11 when
2006.
Ooh.
So you were wrong, too.
I was.
But yeah, but your whole life is off now.
You were prices right. You were prices right, though.
I was.
Rise of an Empire was 2014.
8 years later?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah, that's why this
They didn't even
so
have Gerard
good.
Butler in that one.
They didn't?
No, because he dies in the first one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Wait, hold on.
hold on. To bring a character back when he dies. Except if he's Kratos, you can do it. But
why?
Because we have to watch this.
Why was that so funny? Are those Titans?
Is that Xerxes?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
How is he still alive 8 years later? Is this 8 years later in the timeline, too? Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah, it's Xerxes, dude.
Xerxes is back, dude.
Oh, shit.
Now we have to see it.
I bet it's actually a pretty fun movie, though.
Yeah. Whenever I see Xerxes now, all I can fucking think of is that South Park episode.
But this is the whole movie. It's just going to be all this shit, like, with slow motion scenes and dudes with muscles oiled up and shit.
Has this... This came out, right?
Yeah.
2014.
Okay. Yeah. I never watched this one.
There he is.
Hey, it's Cersei.
Oh, I can't fucking wait for this last season of Game of Thrones coming out.
Oh, Man of Steel. He did Man of Steel.
Didn't he do Watchmen? Zack Snyder?
Yes.
Why would you put Man of Steel and not Watchmen? Wasn't Man of Steel bad? I never saw it.
Man of Steel wasn't the greatest.
Watchmen's on Netflix now.
Watchmen's great. It's just that long.
Yeah. Have you seen the Ultimate Edition?
Yes.
We watched it together.
That's gotta be like 5 hours long.
It was 3 hours and 50 minutes or something.
It's retarded.
Yeah.
It's like just as long as the Titanic without a break.
Yeah. And
it's like, who actually wants to watch
it? I don't know how Watchmen only gets like a 56 Metacritic.
What? It came out before superhero movies became a big thing.
It was such a sad superhero movie.
Yeah,
too.
It was really bleak, and it wasn't so exactly. It was superheroes, but they weren't super.
Yeah,
they were just like
Normal dudes
that just had costumes. They were all vigilantes, right? The only one with powers was Manhattan.
Yeah,
Rorschach was just like a badass that like didn't feel pain or something.
Yeah.
Night Owl didn't have any cool powers or anything.
He just had gadgets, right?
Yeah, they made a game,
a beat 'em up, right?
Night Watch, yeah, beat 'em up game where you play as Rorschach and Night Owl, and it was actually really fun. Hmm. It was really fun. It was on PS3, I think.
Word. The End is Nigh, right? Was that what it was called?
Yes.
Yeah,
I think so.
That. I actually remember that.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, we watched the Ultimate Edition of Watchmen back at OCC, and it was so fucked. Especially because, like, we were just chilling in your room, and there was, like, basically, there were people awake in the dorm, so there was a party going on.
I'm pretty sure that one just goes through all the characters' backstories.
Yeah, and it's all, like, animated. Yeah. And then it also has all the deleted scenes, too. Yeah.
Well, most of OCC for us was us watching movies and people doing cocaine and weird shit in the next room over. So.
Yeah, and then like one man in particular being like, hey Jake, come here, I have something to show you. And then I walk in, he's like, you can have that, put it in your nose. What is it? I don't know.
Oh, that sounds safe.
One of those.
That was like once every other week. It was like, it's new. Oh my god, you know who I miss from that time though? Nicole. That one thought that used to go over there all the time. She had a nice butt. That's all I remember about her.
So the new Mortal Kombat game.
The new Mortal Kombat game is going to have Rorschach in it.
Yes. Yeah. And Xerxes is going to make a surprise appearance.
Do you think they're going to add in like movie characters again?
Well, they should do a Deadliest Warrior with Xerxes and
well, they said who they already planned on having be the DLC characters. I just got to find what it was because I can't remember for the life of me.
MK.
Is it 12 or is it
11?
11.
It's 11.
DLC.
No. It's going to have Leonidas.
You know, I wish they had sprees with protein.
Yeah. It's really a shame that they don't make those sugary, pure sugar candies with protein.
Yeah, each one is a gram and a a half of sugar.
Yeah.
It's a lot of sugar. It's just straight sugar in my gut right now, along with Slim Jims and also Airheads.
Oh, no. They're going to do a battle pass with fucking Mortal Kombat.
What's that mean?
It's probably like a season pass. Thing.
Yeah. While still just a translation, the listing also has a battle pass next to its combat pass. It's unknown what that is, but it could possibly be a battle pass-like system that is currently popular in multiplayer games like Fortnite, Call of Duty, Black Ops, and Rocket League. So basically what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to pay for the fucking battle pass in order to get any skins.
Right.
Well,
you'd pay $90 for the game outright. That's usually how it goes, right? $89.99.
Yeah. Fuck video game companies these days.
You know what game is really fun? Game Dev Tycoon.
Yeah, and that's not... It doesn't have any battle packs.
Nope. No battle packs. You know what other game is fun?
Wasn't it like YouTuber Simulator or something like that? Wasn't that PewDiePie's game?
It was.
Yeah.
YouTuber Life? Is that what it was?
I think. No, it was something different. It was some...
YouTuber Tycoon.
Well, there's H3 Ball Rider, too.
Huh?
H3 Ball Rider.
That's a thing?
There's an angry video game.
It's a phone game where you play as Ethan.
No way.
And that's what it is. You ride a ball.
So I'm a hardcore Ela Kleiner.
So. Yeah, she's in the game, too.
No way.
It's not that great, but it's a phone game, so... So it's not that great.
I just love whenever H3 is like explaining something and he feels like he has to do these like fucking extravagant dance moves while he's explaining something. It's so funny.
He's so twitchy and shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I guess that's it. We're on an hour and a half almost.
Yeah, we've been babbling on about stuff for a while now.
Yeah.
I mean, once you get into talking about 300, it's like... You know you've driven.
You've got weeks of material after.
Well, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It was fun.
Yeah. Hope I didn't bore you guys too bad.
No, you're pretty good.
Okay.
You smell funny, though. All
right. I wouldn't have me on again either.
No. No, we don't have the signs up yet, so you're still okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. They're going to bank this one and then realize in 3 weeks they just want to chuck it. So
Yeah,
it'll be the next lost episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one is probably never, ever going to be
released.
That's
never being released. We'll put that on, when we get our Patreon up, that'll be, the fucking $50 tier to listen to the lost episode.
Yeah.
You've heard us talk about that, right, before?
No.
Okay. Well, I've spoken about it, and we'll talk about it off mic, because I've definitely talked about it, 100 times before on mic. It's just bad.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
No, we won't. This isn't going up for another couple weeks.
Yeah, but to them, they'll see it us next week, right?
I thought we were taking a week off, or are we not taking a week off?
We'll take this week off that we're doing this when this comes out.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah, so we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. See you later. Thanks for having me.
Clear Shots is available on any of your favorite podcast platforms. ClearShotsPodcast.com is the best place to find all of our social media links. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at ClearShotsPod. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next time.